Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Friday, let's do this damn thing. Boy, we got it all lined up today.
That was a fun crossover.
Well, it was a really fun crossover. It's always a game to see if we can just, like, not talk, you know, any sports at all.
This guy is such a D.
I mean, there was no Niners.
Nope.
And there was kind of no Warriors in there.
Just a taste at the end, and yeah, I like the way you segued to what we're going to talk about. And we'll do a little bit of excuse or reason. Or reality, whatever you want to say.
I also think, by the way, because it is going to be just kind of grab baggy Friday. Like, we're going to be all over the place. And admittedly, let's have some fun. That's what we want to do on Friday. Some of you may already be hitting the road for your holiday week. I know that, about 45 minutes from now, school's out for summer. At least that's the way they feel.
A week off. Yeah,
it's a week off for a lot of schools, not all schools. But anyway, yeah, my kids were doing that last night. Dad, one more day. I'm like, one more day till what? One more day till Saturday. And then we do Monday again.
Then you work Sunday.
Exactly.
And then you work next week too.
I'm like, stop celebrating.
Right. My wife's a teacher, so she's kind of in the same vibe.
Yeah.
And, she actually texted me earlier, and there's a small group of people who are going to get together after school today with their 3-year-olds, and there may be wine involved.
Okay.
So good for her.
Happy hour.
That's right.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
What's the price of a glass of wine at happy hour these days?
Depending if you want to go like lower level, 14.
$9?
No. Are we getting it out
14?
Of the box, Ken?
14 is probably, like, that's, at some places, that's the menu price.
It depends what you want to get. You know, if you're trying to get a decent
bottle. I just
bottle,
need to get red. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you probably
just
get
some red.
You could probably get something for like $11, $12.
What do you say, Ken? Ken's flashing fingers at me.
I say like $6 or $7 the most.
Boy, you're going to the dive bars.
And he has one in his town that is very popular.
Roundup.
There's action at the Roundup.
I like that. I do think I had a happy hour glass when the Baby Dubs were playing. Miami, and I want to say it was nine.
All right.
Go with $9, and it was delicious. It's fantastic. In fact, the happy hour wine, we turned over the list of all the wines by the glass, and lovely Christy's like, which one was the happy hour wine? And I was proud to look at her and say, I have no idea. I don't know.
Right.
And I don't care. It's $9.
You're not one of them sommeliers.
No. We didn't swash it around in our mouth and spit it out like a weirdo. Anyway, enough of that. 888-957-9570. We are going to play reality or excuse here in just a little bit. We'll kind of set the table maybe at about 2:30. We'll line up what I think right now and for this year of 2025, maybe the top five quote-unquote excuses, at least that are accused excuses that either the teams use, a player uses. We, the media, get accused of it a lot. Why are you making excuses for this football team? We'll get into it. So Niners, Warriors, they'll even be a Giants one. We'll get into that. And then we got a Warrior game coming up tonight. We got higher or lower to do because it's Friday. We've got two picks for you to make.
Yep.
Oh, wait, no. One pick for you to make.
Just Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
yep.
Just Sunday Night Football, which is Bucks and Rams, right?
That is correct, yeah. Sorry. Rams giving 7 at home.
Sorry about your pick last night.
That was a bad pick. And Grandy actually texted the group saying he wishes that he would have faded, but
yeah,
I wish that I would have. You know, there was a lot of signaling that I chose to ignore. Signal one was before the crossover, we all get in, and on Thursday, Goo always, you know, you're usually not in the room because he wants an answer, and he goes, hey, Dibs, what's the pick? I like Buffalo -6. And I was like, Goo, I don't want to fade the Goo because it's about fading the Dibber, but I was like, Goo is really hot on Buffalo. That's signal number one. And then the spread swung wildly at the buzzer from 5.5 to 4.5. That was signal number two. I chose to ignore it. I leaned into it, and I lost.
Anybody else watch that game last night and suddenly feel better about the way the Niners offense looked when you were in Houston 4 weeks ago?
You know what it made me feel better about?
Like, I just did that like cross your mind at all?
Of course it did. Yeah. And it made me feel better about the fact that, and this is what I want to say about the Niners in their Super Bowl. Are they a Super Bowl contender? You look at any team in the NFL, and we can talk to Jason LaConfora about this. I don't think that there's more than maybe one or two teams that you can really bank on. You look at the Rams, you look at Philly. Outside of that, New England's been mostly bankable. I'll give them that. I'm still not totally sold on them, but to me, the NFL is wide open. If you're in the tourney, I think all 14 are Super Bowl contenders.
Okay. That's an interesting comment.
Who do you look at and go, that team, is monster.
I see where you're coming from, but what if I did bring up the other teams in the Niners division? They don't look Jekyll and Hyde.
Well, you've beaten them both.
You have.
I mean, that counts.
It does. While ago.
Yeah.
Right? I don't believe in the whole, like, you know, you are who you are in September. That's who you are in December. Like, I don't. The Niners are not who they were when they beat those teams. Fred Warner played in both of those games.
Offenses were not very good, and the defense was pretty good, and now it's been flipped.
Right. So, like, styles and fights and division battles are always, they can always be difficult.
You lost to Tampa, right?
Tampa.
And Tampa's not as good as they were back then.
Yeah, I mean, I still think they're good. The losses that they've had are not against, you know, Tampa's this, you win a terrible division and then you get a first place schedule, but you won a terrible division. So Tampa is struggling with some of that first place schedule that they've got to deal with. You know, they lost to Buffalo. Who was it they lost to the week before?
New England.
I know that they lost to Philly. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, man, I still think Tampa's good, and then they got to do it again this week. They're on the road at L.A.
Right.
Like,
I just
that's
think
that gauntlet that they're running
through. And when you look
through
at teams that we think are good, they all have warts. The Lions, we all think are good, and they have warts.
They're 6-4.
And the Packers have warts, and, you know, all the teams you look at. The Texans is a great example. All of a sudden now, Davis Mills, you're hot. You've won 3 in a row.
Man.
All right, Texans, they might come out and just spit up all over themselves again. I think that this year in the NFL, there's no real clear-cut, Yeah, they're awesome.
I'll buy that. There is not one team where you're like, I don't know how somebody's going to take them down.
Right.
People might bring up the Rams and the Eagles, but the Eagles, gosh, that's the weirdest great record I've ever seen. They seem to hate each other. There's all this controversy going on. Their offense can't seem to really do much, but it does enough. You know, they win almost all of their ball games. And then the Rams are the ones that feel healthy, kumbaya. They feel strong, but they're not like dominant. They're very good. Very, very good. But they're not dominant, and their home field advantage is non-existent.
Yep.
And so, you know, what will that look like in January? I mean, flash forward to a January game at SoFi Stadium. Weather is controlled, and so are the stands. Whoever the hell wants to come to L.A., you get the stands.
And right now it would be the Niners in that 2-7 game.
Think about some of the brands in the NFC that could end up in L.A. for a playoff game and how they would travel from the Niners to Philadelphia to Green Bay. Fan bases like that would take that building over. So what's your home field advantage if you're the Rams?
Yeah, it's non-existent.
Yeah.
And that, anyway, not to go too deep into last night, but watching Buffalo again underwhelm and the Texans suddenly are on the rise and Jacksonville is a playoff team and Indy hasn't yet proven themselves and New England's quarterback is the hot commodity right now, but they haven't really had a tough, tough test. So I was just looking at that last night thinking, who do you trust in the NFL?
Dub Nation, let's get engaged, okay? It's game night. Portland is in town. The Warriors, get this, they're home. Yeah, they're here.
Weird.
They're in their bed last night. At least I'm told. I don't know exactly where they slept. But
yeah.
Anyway, before every game, we ask you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. Warriors Blazers tonight, other than Steph Curry, who will be the next highest scorer in tonight's game? Not just Warriors. This is just across the board, the rosters. Jimmy Butler, I always struggle. There's too many consonants. I want to say it right. Say it, Grandy.
Denny Avdija.
Avdija. There's a lot of consonants.
Avdija.
Avdija.
It's actually as many vowels as consonants.
Denny Avdija. I know, but they're in weird sort of, right? It's just, anyway.
Well, it's like Podzemski.
Yeah,
once you get it, you get it.
Word salad. I've said it 100 times, but I don't have confidence in it yet.
The Diva Kid.
Anyway, Jimmy Butler, Denny Avdija, Jeremy Grant, or someone else like Podzemski's.
Yep.
So those are your voting options. Vote now on Twitter. We'll share the results later on in the show. Football Friday, presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Plus, we'll tell you about Monday. Niners and Panthers, as you know, we're going to be at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. We really want you to come say hi, hang out, watch some sports, eat some great food, have a great drink. We'll start at 2 o'clock at Laughing Monk. Don't forget to sign up for the free shuttle that goes to and fro the stadium. Initial bus sold out, but just like hole in one or two, yeah, there's another bus. So go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats do fill up fast. 957thegame.com. See you there. All right. I think y'all should just line up right now. Who wants to play excuse or reality? We're going to throw five statements out, and you get to play excuse or reality. 888-957-9570. One of them will be a general one about the Warriors. One of them will be about Jonathan Kuminga, all roads. One of them will be about Brandon Podziemski. One of them will be about Brock Purdy. And one of them will be about Rafi Devers. Excuse or reality? 888-957-9570. That's next on Willard and Dibbs.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Hey, Pods.
It's not enough.
I think he's enough.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Pods, you made it. You did it.
He plays enough.
You made our list. I got five.
I like it.
I got five on it.
Attaboy. Loonies.
So one is General Dubs.
Sir, yes, sir.
One is Brock Purdy.
Okay.
One is Jonathan Kuminga. One is Brandon Poughkeepsie Kids.
Yep.
And one is Rafi Devers.
All right.
Okay. Let's use the General Dubs one to get started. And y'all are welcome to play this game or just weigh in on any particular response that you hear. Excuse or reality? We hear it a lot, okay? I want y'all to know we do hear you. We see the engagement, whether it's the texts, YouTubes, the calls you make. Hey, media, why are you always making an excuse for this team?
Steve Kerr especially.
Well, Steve Kerr, it's a good thing you and I hold his feet to the fire once a week, because outside of that, I don't know who would be holding that guy accountable.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. So there's that. Now, the normal one, prior to the Niners season, I have a feeling there's one that would have made the list that didn't make it because it would have been about Kyle Shanahan. Hey, Kyle, like, your record's okay, but my gosh, like, you don't ever come back in the fourth quarter. But that's kind of fallen by the wayside this year because Kyle Shanahan is probably among five coaches right now that are being talked about as coach of the year because they have a 7-4 record and they're a touchdown favorite to go 8-4 in the face of unbelievable injuries.
BetMGM currently has him tied for fifth in Coach of the Year odds, but 25-1. He and Sean Payton and Sean McVay.
Interesting.
Behind Ben Johnson, Mike McDonald, Shane Steichen, and Mike Vrabel, the heavy favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, Vrabel. Sure.
Steichen.
And Steichen. Sure. Absolutely. As you know, Coach of the Year does not mean you did the best job. It means you did the most surprising job.
Usually,
That's what Coach of the Year is. So anyway, Kyle, you didn't make the list.
Nope.
But let's start with the one that everybody really seems to be hot on, and that is as the Warriors return home, they are 9-8. That is not a special record at all. But there are two perspectives on the 9-8, and one seems to come from largely the fans who are like, you're not that good. And the other seems to come from the Warriors, who are like, that's pretty amazing that we have weathered the storm. And it's a storm that they feel that a lot of people out in the public don't feel because they're not living it. And we don't know. We're stuck here having to believe that the Warriors apparently have been through hell the last 30, 35 days.
Yeah.
And no, it's not hell. But you know what I mean. Travel hell, exhaustion. Five back-to-backs, more games than anybody in the league, and in some cases, as many road games as teams have played games. Okay, so a lot of yo-yo going on, and you can't play with my yo-yo. So, all right, the Warriors, here's the statement. Excuse or reality? The Warriors' 9-8 record is largely because of the schedule. Excuse? Or reality?
It's an excuse. And it's an excuse because if you look at the construct of their 9-8, there are games that they lost. Portland, third game in four nights, a road half of a back-to-back. That's always going to be tough. So that to me is the reality. But you go to Milwaukee and you had a day off before and you lose to a team that didn't have Giannis. You get a day off, you go to Indiana against nobody we've ever heard of. Indiana has only won two games and one of them was that night. And then you have an actual back-to-back, OKC to San Antonio, and you win the second half of the back-to-back, and then you have a stay and play, and you win again. So I look at the schedule and think, it's been rigorous, but it's not because of the schedule that you've lost these games. You've given games away as many times as you've stolen games, so it's not the schedule. That's an excuse.
I do think it's their reality. I can't argue with you about the disappointment of the games in Milwaukee and Indiana. And really, it's the Indiana one. It's the Indiana one. But am I going to suddenly lose it because they lost one game that I really don't think they had any business losing? That to me, that's a little bit over the top. That one was a frustrating loss. It was a embarrassing loss. There's no two ways about it. I remember watching that game and thinking to myself, there's no way this is actually happening right now.
12 with 6 minutes to go.
But I could go through their eight losses, and the Milwaukee one, that's a mild disappointment, but that's a squad. Whatever. They're okay. And I know they didn't have Giannis, but we've talked a lot about that through the years, that sometimes that kind of lets you drop your shoulders and it grabs a team. Whatever, I don't think they should have lost, but they did. The Indiana one is embarrassing, but let's go through the rest.
Okay.
You already described the loss in Portland, game three of the year.
Yeah.
Back-to-back after their epic OT win at home against Denver.
And I don't think you sat anyone in that game.
You did not.
So
Curry had 35, but they gave up 139 points, and they looked very tired.
Right. Older team.
Right.
That's the reality, not an excuse.
At Sacramento, Wednesday, November 5th.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sad everybody.
Right.
Okay.
And that's an excuse, though. I mean, it's the reality is that you didn't sit everyone. Yeah, that's your choice.
Absolutely. But again, if we're talking about, like, I guess put it this way, with any given loss, can you sort of wrap your head around it? I can't wrap my head around the Indiana loss. I don't even understand it.
Well, they just gagged it away.
Right. That's a terrible, terrible loss. The Milwaukee one, it's kind of tough. Can I wrap my head around the other six losses? Portland? Yes. Sacramento, you sat all your players. How about Denver? Two nights later in Denver, they get beat. I mean,
yeah, Denver's better than you.
Denver's better than you.
It's going to be hard to win in Denver at any time. And that was an Aaron Gordon. Was that the 50 burger? That was the first game.
No, the 50 burger was the one the Warriors won.
Yep. Okay.
But Aaron Gordon and everybody else were still really good, even in the Denver loss. Okay, at Oklahoma City on November 11th. I could wrap my head around that. They're better than you.
Right.
They're champs.
You got rocked.
Okay. And then the other two losses are the ones we just watched earlier this week in Florida, where one of them, you sat everybody.
Well, Orlando, they didn't have their best player, two of their best players, and you still lost.
Yes, correct.
If you want to say, oh, the schedule, that to me is an excuse.
Okay, that's fair. So your answer would be, like, of the eight losses, maybe there's three that you can't wrap your head around?
I will give you the
is that right?
The Portland loss I get, the Denver loss I get, and the OKC loss I get, and I'll even give you the Miami one because I said it earlier before the trip.
Yeah.
The sixth game of any six-game road trip is usually going to be a loss. So four of them I get, four of them I don't get.
Sacramento, like they sat everyone.
Right,
I know that's
a choice. You're still good enough, and Kuminga had the ha-ha. Kuminga played really well.
He did.
Sacramento stinks.
Yep. But, I mean, in theory, the Warriors...
Milwaukee without Giannis, that was a very winnable game.
The Warriors without their four vets also stink.
Not always.
Understand. Right, but Sacramento doesn't always stink. Like, right. Any NBA team can go have a night.
Well, Indiana had half a quarter and beat you.
That's not a
good... And Ryan Rollins went off.
The Warriors...
Turns out he's really good.
Warriors minus Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond and Al are not... That's not a good basketball team. Like, you could go get a win here or there.
Of course.
That's not a good team.
Of course.
You're not good.
I mean, you're not good, but you're good enough to win. And if you had that team for 82 games, you wouldn't go 0-82.
No, but you probably wouldn't win more than 20.
Fine. Then go out there and beat a team that is absolutely terrible and broken in Sacramento.
I guess. Like, again, I'm not talking about like, they're not allowed to win it. I'm just talking about, can I understand it? Can I wrap my head around it? Like, what was your level of, I'm sort of ticked off after the loss?
To Sacramento?
The Indiana one, yes. Then I would argue mild disappointment after Milwaukee and Orlando. And outside of that, it was a bunch of shoulder shrugs. For me?
Yeah, not for me. Sacramento is a team that you should be able to beat if you have Kuminga and Moody and Pods. And I think you might have had Horford that game. I'm not sure which half he sat.
You did not.
Because he doesn't play very often. Yeah, he did play.
In Sacramento?
You stand corrected. Yeah, he played 26 minutes.
Okay, I stand corrected.
And he had no points.
Yeah.
0 for 8, Al. 0 for 7 from 3. So if you have that team, including Will Richard going for 30, you should be able to beat Sacramento.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
That's just not a, like, you just, the entire starting lineup has not turned 24. The whole lineup hasn't turned 24 yet.
And so Sacramento didn't have Sabonis.
No, I understand that. But, they had veterans. They had DeMar DeRozan. They had Russell Westbrook. They had Dennis Schroeder. Like,
They had Neat Clifford.
They had Malik Monk. They had...
Maxime Reynaud. What are we doing here?
I'm not saying they're good, but you had a whole starting lineup that hasn't had their 24th birthday. I'm not going to expect you to do anything.
Well...
I'm going to hope, but I'm not going to expect you to go out like... There's no should when you put that starting lineup out there. Quentin Post and Will Richard?
Quentin Post, by the way, is a sneaky old. He's almost 26.
Okay, fine. So
he's always a weird one because he played, I think, 6 years in college?
Something.
At least five.
Something.
He was there forever.
I stand corrected again. But bottom line is they're babies.
I get it. I get it.
So anyway.
To me, it's an excuse.
Okay.
You hide behind the schedule by load managing your butt off, and that's what you get. So, if you want to go ahead and beat Sacramento, then maybe you don't sit everybody. And I think that was the game where Draymond was like, no Jimmy, no Steph. I got general soreness.
I'm gonna try to meet you halfway in that. Sure, there have been some disappointing losses. I will also highlight there have been some eyebrow raising wins.
Absolutely.
Okay, overtime against Denver, the two wins in San Antonio. So we can do that too. Maybe even throw in opening night against the Lakers.
Good
for
win,
some.
Yeah.
Okay. So because I do believe it is their reality. Like, I guess my question would be, if you think this is an excuse, what's the motivation for the Warriors to do that? This is what I'm always after. Anybody who's, I understand it. You're mad about load management, right? You bought tickets. It's a bad look for the league. I am on your team. I totally agree. But why? What's the motivation for the Warriors to basically, as some would put it, use this as an excuse or punt games? Do you believe that they are either A, lacking motivation?
No.
B, stupid strategically?
No. You're getting closer, though.
But okay, how would you put it?
82 games don't matter. And they have an understanding. Shout out Macklin's father, Macklin, who joined the morning show today, Rick Celebrini. They understand in order to keep a team healthy in April, especially an older team, the second oldest team in basketball, you have to pace yourself and pace your team.
So that's smart, then. That's smart strategy.
We'll see how smart
it is. Do you not agree with it?
Right now at 9-8, I think that they're right about where they should be. But
yeah.
I'll say this. Don't come home for five games and go 2-3. If you go three and two,
I'll agree with that.
If you go 3-2, that will be whatever. So you rested guys early so that you could take advantage of these spots where you've got a game, 2 days off, a game, a day off, a game, two more days off, a game, 3 days off. Like, this is what you built it up for. So go out there and go 4-1 and home.
Time to boogie. I'll agree with you.
Right. Yep, so if you go 3-2. Then to me,
3-2 is like, let's see the 3-2. You do have Houston and Oklahoma City coming
Fine.
In. Let's see it. The other
and we'll
three,
see if they're underdog against Houston. They will be against OKC.
Yeah, there's no like there's
you're
no
probably
excuse
favored
on the other
by I'd say 11 tonight. I'll look. And
that sounds a little hot, but who knows?
Well,
I don't know.
Portland's without one of their better players. So.
No doubt. Here's to me the thing that has been the most under-discussed.
Not 9.5.
Okay, 9.5.
Yep.
Most under-discussed thing about the entire season. In fact, I was driving in, about to hit the Robin Williams Tunnel, and I hear Steiny go, getting a top six seed's going to be tough. And I thought to myself, no, it's not. Not at all. Do you realize how frustrated everybody is? And the Warriors are 9-8. They're 2 games out of the 6 seed, and they're in the 8 seed.
Yeah.
The headline of the start of the season is not, why are the Warriors 9-8? The headline is, turns out the Clippers, Grizzlies, and Mavs stink. That's the headline.
And the Kings and the Pelicans.
Yeah. But there are teams that we thought were going to be a challenge, and they're not. That's the headline. The top six right now, Thunder, Nuggets, Rockets, Lakers, Spurs, Wolves. Those are real teams, and they are a threat. The Warriors need to unseat one of them. I don't think anybody else is even a threat. The other teams that are sitting in the quote-unquote play-in, I mean, we're so early, it's silly looking at standings, but the other teams that are even flirting with decent records, the Suns, give me a break.
We'll see.
The Blazers and the Jazz, who are sitting at 9-10 with records respectively of 6-9 and 5-9.
Well, and the Blazers have regressed. They've lost 4 in a row.
Yes.
They've really kind of fallen back to where they should be.
I just want to tell everybody the headline is the West is not as good as we thought it was.
Well, and I think the subheadline is you beat the Spurs twice. And the Spurs are ahead of you. And the Spurs are, they might be better than you when fully healthy, but
maybe.
You beat them twice. And of those top six, Mark, the Warriors are 4-2 against them so far this year. You got OKC coming up. You got Houston coming up. But you beat Denver, you beat the Lakers, and you beat the Spurs twice.
And that's the scenario after the so-called, whether it's excuse or reality, gauntlet. The gauntlet of the schedule, which is now over. So,
well, the first gauntlet. There's a couple more out there.
Sure, but I don't think anything is going to be like this in terms of back-to-backs and travel. I think it is a completely rational thought to think that in another few weeks, after this schedule lightens up, you're going to be one of the top six teams.
I think you're going to be right on that 6-7 bubble all year.
Yeah, maybe,
that's what I think.
But I don't, like, the West is not as good as we thought. That's my headline.
The West is at the top, and I don't think that you'll be a top four seed, even though the Warriors fancy it. But
it's not as deep. It's not as deep as we thought.
It's not nearly as deep. The bottom is way worse, and there's more teams on the bottom. And I think that the top, like OKC, you certainly look, and the Lakers off to an amazing start. Houston will get an up-close look. I do think that the Warriors are much more of a 5-6-7 kind of a spot where they're going to be fighting that all year.
Maybe. I mean, that may be the case. But to me, what a great thing for the Warriors to be sitting here with a winning record after what they're telling us has been really, really challenging. And you factored in a 3-game absence with an illness for Steph Curry into all of that. You've also lost Kuminga now for how many? What is this? 4 games and more coming. Another one tonight. But Memphis, the Clippers, and the Mavs are all a disaster.
Yep.
That's huge. That's huge in this whole lay of the land.
It's still early enough to where a team like the Clippers, I don't think that Memphis, I think, has got real problems.
No,
they might trade Ja.
And Dallas, too.
Dallas, I think,
thing.
Is completely broken, and Anthony Davis is, it's probably going to be either a trade or a shutdown candidate, but I would be stunned if the Clippers remained this bad for a long time. And they're only 4 games behind the Warriors right now. It still is early days, but that would be the one team that I would be shocked if they didn't at least make it in the top 8. Eventually.
We'll see, man. They're not just bad. They're horrific. They're 4-11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been real bad.
Good gracious.
Well, we saw them here, and they could barely score.
And you, like, large, I know Kawhi has missed games, but he always does. That's just part of the deal. Like, outside of that, they're healthy. And they're just bad.
Yeah.
They're bad. I do like this, 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It makes no sense to say that truth is an excuse. The truth is never an excuse, no matter what the context is. My leg was sore from standing on the train for an hour because I gave my seat to an elderly lady. Yes, that's complaining, but it's not an excuse. So I'll buy that. If you want to get mad at what you're hearing the Warriors say, then you could get mad at them for complaining. I don't think they're making this up. What on earth would their reason be? Why? They don't need to prove anything to anyone. They're the Warriors.
No, but Steve Kerr is making a point of this, and they're doing what they do because they want to send a message about what needs to be different. And sure. If you want to talk about equitable schedule through 17 games, they've had the most road games and the most back-to-backs. Now, that's not an excuse. That's the reality of the schedule. And so if you want to talk about it, and if you want to load manage guys, and if you want to lean on that and say, yeah, it's, you know, woe is us, that's when it becomes an excuse.
Let's go to Scott Marin. Hey, Scott, thank you for calling. Willard and Dibs, what's up?
Yeah, look, the way I look at it is a reality, and in particular, you have to take it all into context in relation to the peers, what their peers have had to do. Houston Rockets played, 13 games, and they played zero back-to-backs. So, and this five back-to-backs and 12 road games, I don't know how is there such a disparity? I don't understand some people, like the Denver Nuggets, have played 14 games. They played seven on the road. They've had two back-to-backs. How do the Warriors end up with five back-to-backs in this short period of time? I'm really curious as to how this is even done when you see this amount of differentiation between the players, the teams in their conference.
Scott, it's an interesting. I don't think either one of us. Scott, thank you. I don't think either one of us are experts, but I could take an educated stab at this. Because other teams will get their comeuppance. Like everybody has their stretches that are difficult. The Warriors have gotten what is probably their most difficult back-to-back stretch and travel stretch. They've already got it out of the way. Yes, there are more challenges coming, but everybody gets theirs. I can only think of two things. One is TB.
Yep, there you go. Bingo!
And the other one is, I've got to imagine that the scheduling of arena time at arenas across the country that also hold concerts and everything else that goes on, just like Chase Center does. I have to imagine that when the powers that be sit down to map this out, that has got to be one hell of a challenge. That is a dance to figure.
You put it in the computer.
Yeah, you do. It's an algorithm, and so I don't know that they're overly worried about what it looks like 30 days in. I think they're worried about what it looks like for the entire stretch. And yes, to begin the season, the NBA wants their flagship franchises on TV to say hello to everybody, and that means Steph Curry.
That means you open up Warriors at Lakers, and yeah, that means you get multiple games on Peacock, and you get multiple games on NBC and all of the other national outlets because you've got Steph Curry. So part of that is you got to grin and bear it, yeah, because you're good for business.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Is it an excuse or is it reality? The Warriors' schedule has led to the 9-8 record. So you can weigh in on that, but we haven't gotten to Purdy and Kuminga and Pods and Rafi Devers. We've got to get to all of them. And then higher or lower in the 4 o'clock hour, Jason LaConfora is going to join us. Dibs has a pick to unveil. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.